This is the State of Things live from Triad Stage in Greensboro. I'm Frank Stasio. Silent Sam is gone. Last night, demonstrators pulled down the controversial Confederate monument that stood on the UNC Chapel Hill campus. The statue is part of the university's landscape for more than 100 years. It has been contentious for decades. WUNC managing editor Dave DeWitt was at the rally last night that led up to the statue's toppling, and he joins me now. Welcome back, Dave.
Hi, Frank.
You were there last night. What happened?
Oh, it was quite a scene, as you might expect. And really, it was a well-planned and executed effort to take down Silent Sam. And everybody sort of expected this was coming because of all of the things that worked at this point. But I don't think anybody expected it to happen so quickly and easily on their first attempt to take it down.
Ostensibly, this rally was held in support of a grad student who is facing charges for a previous incident last year defacing the monument, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, her name is Maya Little. She is a doctoral student in history at UNC Chapel Hill. She was arrested on April 30th after spreading red paint and some of her own blood on the base of Silent Sam. And her court date was actually set initially for yesterday, but it was postponed. And the stated intent of the rally yesterday was in support of her, and it quickly became something else entirely.
Well, let's listen to a clip of Maya Little when she was talking about why she threw red paint and her own blood on Silent Sam. This was taken from an interview with WUNC's Will Michaels.
For one, again, it's this kind of the way that the university and the administrators of the university have responded to student activists. And by responding, I mean haven't at all reached out to them. They kind of came up with this history task force, and it was supposed to come up with a solution, taking in mind student activists and the things that they've experienced at the statue, the white supremacist threats. Instead, they wanted to put a Bluetooth hotspot next to Silent Sam. So I felt that that's not the proper context. Racism at UNC didn't end in 1913. It's continuing. It's happening right now. And this statue is not just, it's not just a dedicated by racist. It's not just built by racist. It's not just founded upon this idea of white supremacy. It's also founded upon the violence towards black people. That is the other side of white supremacy that is kind of quickly swept away and sanitized and whitewashed. It is founded upon black blood.
That was UNC doctoral student Maya Little. I'm talking with WUNC managing editor Dave DeWitt about the toppling of Silent Sam last night. Dave, you said it was well organized. There's a lot of security around Silent Sam. Now there are cameras and security cameras keeping it under surveillance, and yet the protesters were able to obscure what they were doing. Tell us how it happened.
Yeah, I mean, in retrospect, now we can sort of see what the plan was all along. But at the time, it was hard to figure out what was going on. It began with a rally, as you mentioned, in support of Maya Little. And then the march made its way to Silent Sam. And there were large banners hung in four parts from bamboo poles that completely covered the statue for several hours. And as you stood back, you could sort of see behind there. You could see there were people doing things to the statue, but it was impossible to see. And at the time then, police were in sort of a wide perimeter. They were clearly taking the position of not interacting with protesters in a way that could become sort of a mass violence event. And then all of a sudden, the protesters moved away, and they went back down Franklin Street, and the police circled the statue very tightly, and a lot of us thought it was over. In fact, I started to walk away, and then the protesters came back. Talking to people afterward, observers said they created a bit of a diversion with some of the counter-protesters further away from the statue. That drew police away, and then suddenly there were ropes on the statue, multiple people pulling it down, and it came down very quickly.
What happened in terms of the response, security's response at that moment?
Well, what happened was there was sort of a mass celebration event. You saw people throwing dirt, putting hats on the statue. Pretty quickly, the police moved in to sort of get around the statue as it had fallen and form a perimeter just so I think people wouldn't get hurt. And then protesters pretty quickly moved away, and then students who'd been following it on social media or on the news started coming from all over campus and sort of settled in and started taking pictures. And, of course, classes started at UNC Chapel Hill today. I heard more than one student say, wow, what a way to start the year.
Let's listen to some of the reaction from UNC students. This from WRAL.
If it's not taken down at some point by somebody, who's going to take it down? And there are students that walk by it every day, and it signifies a nation that was wholly un-American against our values. So I really don't see a place for it here at Carolina.
I am very relieved it's down. It's been like a year or two of like controversy and debate. I mean, we spoke about it in high school and things. So the fact that it's down and I was here to witness it is just so like amazing.
Two UNC freshmen talking with WRAL last night at UNC Chapel Hill. I'm talking to Dave DeWitt now about the removal of Silent Sam last night. Dave, over the weekend, another Confederate statue was vandalized, this in Salisbury, North Carolina. What happened there?
Well, that was much more of an incident of sort of simple vandalism. Paint was thrown on a Confederate statue in Salisbury. But, you know, the bigger context is that Salisbury is a fairly rural community north of Charlotte. And so we're seeing that, you know, there are 95 monuments honoring the Confederacy in North Carolina. A lot of the ones in urban areas have gotten a lot of attention. Obviously, last year and 7 days ago, the Durham Confederate Monument was ripped down. The vast majority of those 95 monuments, like Silent Sam, were dedicated between 1900 and 1925 when white supremacists were sending a strong message during the Jim Crow era. And what happens to those vast majority of them in rural areas remains to be seen. But, you know, it's not hard to see that scenes like that last night on Chapel Hill's campus are going to give activists some confidence, and the security around those will only grow. So we may see more incidents like that.
Well, and the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill has spent quite a bit of money both protecting that and rehabbing that particular monument, right?
Absolutely. They've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars just in the last year, and we've seen some of the reaction already coming out this morning. As a matter of fact, UNC Board of Governors Chair Harry Smith and Assistant President Margaret Bellings had a statement that there would be a full investigation is underway. They said, and I quote, "The actions last evening were unacceptable, dangerous, and incomprehensible. We're a nation of laws and mob rule, and the intentional destruction of public property will not be tolerated." So you see a very strong reaction coming from them.
Interestingly enough, there's a commission. You talked about the number of Confederate monuments on public grounds in the state of North Carolina, and a commission meets, I believe, tomorrow or earlier this week, Dave, to talk about some of those, right?
Yeah, they're going to talk about three of them, specifically the three that are on the old state capitol grounds. Now, Governor Roy Cooper petitioned to move those to the Bentonville battlefield, sort of south of Raleigh. And the commission is going to determine whether that recommendation is made. What's interesting about Silent Sam is the UNC Board of Governors had never petitioned to have Silent Sam moved, and that's why you saw a lot of that frustration last night. Students and activists felt like they had no choice. If anything was going to happen, they had to take it upon themselves.
And we compare this to what happened at Duke. Of course, Duke University removed the statue of Robert E. Lee, and then last week Duke announced that it's going to leave a vacant space where that statue had stood leading into Duke Chapel, right?
Right. It's the difference between being a private university and a public university. Duke President Vincent Price can unilaterally make decisions like ordering the statue to be removed, as he did last year after Charlottesville. He launched a commission to study what to do with the space and decided he liked the advice of Reverend Luke Powery, who said to leave the space open to represent, and I'm going to quote again, "a hole that is in the heart of the United States of America and perhaps in our own human hearts, that hole that is from the sin of racism and hatred of any kind."
All right, and as you say, UNC Chapel Hill, a public university, the North Carolina legislature has stepped in to say and passed legislation that virtually prohibits the removal of those any monuments without going through quite a few hurdles. What does that law say about this? I mean, what's next? Does the statue go back? Where are we now?
Well, like so many laws in the last several years that have come out of the legislature, a lot of them are untested by courts. And so it really, we don't know what is going to happen and who's going to make the decision about Silent Sam. It's hard to imagine, UNC Board of Governors, North Carolina General Assembly, making a decision to try to put it up back where it was. That would only engender a lot more anger and a lot more protests. But what do you do with it? And, other than arresting people who were involved, it's hard to imagine now a way forward that isn't going to make a lot of people angry.
All right. Dave DeWitt, WUNC Managing Editor. Dave, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Frank.
Just ahead, we're going to take a look at a massive digital archive at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, that ensures that the brutal legacy of slavery is not forgotten. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. We'll be back, but first, here's the music of Greensboro-based artist Molly McGinn.
Oh, Willow, oh, Willow, swing me stones down the road, and then you hide, and then I'll find, and then you hide. Calling all ye outs, ye outs and free, you can come, you can come, you can sit by me. I'll be hiding out by the live oak tree. Calling all ye outs, ye outs and free. Calling all ye outs, ye outs and free. You can come, you can come, you can sit by me. I'll be turning stones into rosary beads. Calling all ye outs, ye outs and free. You poke holes in a jar, and you fill them with stars, and you get dizzy and silly, and you stare hard at your garden art, and the painted saints look stoned as they pray. Call them and call them, they just stay that way. Come out, come out, wherever you are. Come out, come out, wherever you are. Calling all ye outs, ye outs and free. You can come, you can come, you can sit by me. I'll be hiding out by the live oak tree. Calling all ye outs, ye outs and free. Calling all ye outs, ye outs and free. You can come, you can come, you can sit by me. I'll be turning stones.